You're fully pro now, yeah?
Yeah.
How long have you been professional for?
Since winter of 2011. I won the Junior World Championships, and then my team, Madison Saracen, they offered me, you know, the opportunity to be able to do, you know, train full time.
Yeah.
And so I took it. And yeah, haven't looked back really.
Was there any fear involved in that side of things as well? Because that's quite a big step for any youngster to do.
Yeah, well, I put uni aside and I don't know, I kind of decided I can always go back to that if I want to.
Did you defer?
I did. I deferred a few years.
Are they still waiting for you?
I deferred 2 or 3 times and then I cancelled it. But I just, you know, I think you can be working until, I don't know how long we're going to be working for when my retirement age will be.
Yeah.
So well, I'm not in a rush to start.
One of the oldest guys on the circuit?
Steve Peets, he's a British rider and he's definitely one of the biggest legends of the sport. He's 40.
Okay.
And he has come 6th at a World Cup this year.
Not fair enough. So you've still got a fair few years.
Yeah. You can keep going for a long time, yeah, if you want to.
Because we had Jay Jones on the programme last week, I think, and she was talking about the problems that she had sort of after becoming Olympic champion at the age of 19, then to go, what do I want to do now?
Yeah.
have you even thought about, well, I've done it. I've won the World Cup Series. I'm the world champion. I'm kind of done here.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have said, you know, what are you going to do next year? And, well, yeah. I'd like to do it all over again. I haven't won a national title yet in elite, so I'd like to get that as well. Yeah, same again. It's such a good thing to do and it's so much fun. You know, there's a lot of hard work, but definitely when it all comes together, it's worth it. And kind of the buzz you get from putting a good race run down is, I'm keen to keep going.
What about the attention on the female side of the sport, the particular brand of cycling that you do? Is the attention equally split across the sexes? Because I know it's not in road racing. It probably is in track cycling, I would say, sort of public attention-wise. What is it with you guys?
Yeah, it is more male-dominated, I suppose. I think, you know, all the magazines and media do well to, you know, try and promote women's side of it. And it's, you know, it is smaller, the women's field competing. But I think we are seeing a lot more women getting into it, as with all kind of cycling. But with, you know, we've had new bike parks being built, Bike Park Wales up in Merthyr. It's really cool when I go and practice and you see those girls on the bus and they're all having, you know, loads of good fun. So that's really nice to see. And I think we are getting more attention and the racing has been really tight this year in the women's field. So that definitely makes it exciting as well. You know, if someone's just winning by miles, I think maybe people don't pay as much attention. But yeah, definitely been an exciting year and it's going to be close again next year as well, I think.
We've spoken a little bit in the past about recognition maybe outside of the downhill mountain biking world, maybe the Olympics, maybe Commonwealth Games could get on board. I saw G. Atherton, who won the men's event, saying that the Winter Olympics might be the route to go down. He was in the media today saying that. I'm not quite sure, you know, in my head immediately, you're doing it in the snow and that's even worse. I'm not sure that's what he meant, but would it sort of, the adrenaline side of the sport, it does sit better in my head with ski cross or with snowboarding as a sport?
Yeah, I can see what he means from that point of view. I saw someone had written on that report that it has to be a Winter Olympic discipline or sport has to be on snow.
Yeah.
Which sounds quite cold.
Yeah. It just sounds more dangerous to me.
Yeah.
It's inherently quite a dangerous sport already.
Yeah, but then you say adrenaline fueled. They've got BMX in the Olympics. You know, I was surprised when that got put in because it's such, you know, an extreme sport, I suppose. So, you know, if BMX is in, there's no reason why downhill can't. And I know when I was in here talking with Nicole, her mentioning like track cycling could be moved to winter and then there'd be more space for the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, there's been a lot of sort of thoughts about maybe extending the Winter Olympic programme out a little bit. Speaking of Nicole, actually, I saw a tweet she put out yesterday. I thought you've probably seen the story as well. The nude-looking outfits on the women's road cycling team.
Yes.
Give me your initial thoughts on that because it's just crazy.
Was it a design fault? They didn't realise quite how it was going to look. I don't know. We have all seen that. Yeah.
You talk about, you know, the image that women's sport has, and you're trying to get up there with the men. That can't be helpful.
No. I just don't think it's.
It gets
good
attention, but
I'm not sure it's
a
good look.
No, it's definitely not a good look.
I hope my kit doesn't look anything like that next year. I'm sure it's not going to. Yeah, it draws attention. I don't know if it draws attention, then is it a bad? Well, I don't know.
It would be nice if people were talking about the racing side of things rather than
I suppose
kids side of things. I don't know.
Yeah, it does. It is quite strange. That
it just struck me as an odd one.
It creates some attention, I suppose.
It does. If it gets people talking about women's cycling, then maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. Your competitive instincts. Have you always had the I want to win at whatever I'm doing, whether that's Monopoly or whether it's right the way through to winning the world?
Yeah, I think so. Board games always get quite competitive at Christmas time. I have got that competitive side. I wouldn't say it's not. I think it's more me wanting to be the best at what it is that I'm going to do, I think, rather than, you know, oh, I want to beat all of them. It's more I want to just be the best that I can at it. And obviously, you know, you're going to aim for the best position you can or the highest achievement you can get, really.
So the three Brits that were on the podium at the Worlds, do you guys get on? Do you hate each other? What's the dynamic there?
No, there's no hate. I obviously all rivals, but yeah, really good friends with Tani. She's 2 years younger than me, but yeah, she's definitely... I think when I first kind of met her, she said that she wanted to kind of beat what I'd done as a junior.
Wow, that's quite an intense...
Which was quite... And at the time, I was like, yeah. Okay. But then I said at Worlds, you know, she's kind of matched what I did now at my age. And it's, you know, it's... I think it's cool. I'm just glad that all the women's cycling is kind of... I just want it, you know, I want women's cycling to do well.
Yeah.
So if, you know, if that means that, you know, we're all close and beating each other and, you know, fighting for the top spot, then I think that's a good thing, really.
Why are Brits so good at the downhill mountain biking then? You say, you know, we've got the natural sort of landscape for it here in South Wales. You've got guys based in Mid Wales doing really well, like G, and you've got people from Stoke and places like that doing well. How does it happen?
I guess a lot of it is there's, you know, back in the day there was a good scene, and like people like Steve Peace and all the legends of the sports have set good role models, I suppose. And then I think we've got like some of the hardest terrain to ride on, I think. Maybe we set ourselves a challenge. Mm. So, you know, you get used to riding all the really hard conditions, and then when you get maybe to other countries, when you get compared to other places, we have an advantage. But yeah, I don't know. Obviously, we're doing something right.
Yeah, absolutely. Doing something right. You're doing something right as well. Did you plan this winter to change things up, or have you kind of found you've obviously found the formula that works, but will it work for next season as well?
We do already have lots of ideas, actually. Kind of mid-season, we started thinking of things. We still want to change my bike a bit just to get set up perfect. And yeah, different ideas for training as well. So there's quite a lot to change up. Just kind of, we know what has worked and what needs improving on. So quite exciting, really. Got lots of plans for the winter.
Enjoy it. Have a little bit of a rest if you can. Is there a break period in there?
Yeah, I'm going to have some time off now. I'm not going to sit around and do nothing. I've got lots of plans and adventures I want to go on. And, do a bit more travelling, really. I'm probably not going to spend...
Excellent stuff. We'll get you back in at some point and kind of chat at greater length. We want a photo with the world champion shirt,
no problem.
Because we don't often get to see one of those around here. So thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Manon Carpenter, who's downhill mountain biking world champion.